Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Patriots OTAs are underway. That was Josh McDaniels last hour on Steph Diggs. He's not concerned about Diggs in that regard. He'll be able to pick up the offense. I'm not concerned about that.
He'll be able to do it. Yep.
I'm watching video now. Mike Giardi just tweeted this out. Diggs is looks like he's going to be fully, I shouldn't say fully participating, but he's running out there. I mean, it's not a padded practice, right? It's an OTA. It's voluntary. Mandatory minicamp is next week, but I don't know. It looks to me like he's running out onto the field. He's got the helmet on. He's got the full thing going. Like
he's got nothing on his knee.
Yeah, this is true.
That's what I noticed. I know he's not hit or anything, but
those are some high shorts. Actually, there's nothing. There's really nothing going on anywhere.
Yeah, careful,
but
sure.
Okay, look, I'm happy he's out there.
I'm
glad he's out there, and I wonder how much he's going to participate. And like, this is very interesting. And to me, it underscores a good job by Terp. He's got this on Twitch right now. You can watch the video for yourself.
Yeah, Freeze Pops had that.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Oh, Freeze Pops had it as well.
Freeze Pops has put it out on Twitter. And
good stuff
got
there,
here on Twitch. He's waving to people. I guess he said, nice to see y'all.
Okay. He's
any
out there.
Any jogs out there?
I mean, it is a jog. That was not a sprint by any means.
No, he's got a warm up, Jones.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you don't want to pull
stretch,
anything.
Active stretch.
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
Calisthenics.
thank you.
You look good. That was a good jog.
All of this is good news. It underscores to me that he should have been out there last week. It's again like, if you can be here today, what the hell were you doing last week? And it does beg the question, why are you here now? Which I do think I know the answer to, but I think I know the answer to everything, Keith. I mean, that's not a first.
I
tend to think I know the answer.
If you don't have confidence in yourself, then nobody will.
Secrets of the universe and everything else. Yeah, I think I tend to know these answers, but my
lizard
guess
people,
is,
yes or no?
Yes.
Yes
on lizard people, yeah.
You and Jason Rossi. Jeez.
The reptilians, yeah.
The reptilians, yeah.
Yeah.
They live among us.
Yeah, man,
they've all been presidents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if I know.
They've all been presidents.
Oh, they've all been presidents.
Almost every president of our lifetime, anyway, has been
a reptilian.
A lizard person.
Oh, okay. I got to dig a little deeper
right.
on this one.
Yeah. Come back to me on that.
Yeah. Hot take. But, no, I think it's good he's out there. I think it's pretty clear. They threatened his job last week, and they threatened his money, and now he's here.
He responded.
Yeah, and he responded.
If that's the case, he's there.
But, like, looking back on last week, the firestorm that this was, pink substances on a boat, girls calling him daddy. I'm Mr. Make It Happen on a boat.
Mr. Make It Happen on a boat.
Cardi B's maybe upset with him, maybe not, certainly not anymore, based on her Instagram and what was going on there. Don't show that, Twitch.
I would say please.
Don't show that on Twitch, Terp. Yeah. We can't show that on Twitch.
No, Terp had a good edit.
You show screen grab.
He had a good edit.
Don't show the video, though.
Oh, yeah,
there's a lot of shaking. No. Some would say not enough. Some would say too much.
Or the right amount. I think the Goldilocks approach.
A lot of shaking on there. But so now they've made up. Giardi comes on and says, 15% chance he gets cut. Even Bedard didn't close the door on that. Breer's like, yeah, he's got to explain this to Mike Vrabel. Or they could move on. Florio and Reese have details on his contract. They threaten his job. They threaten his money. lo and behold, he's out there.
If Steph Diggs was on that boat, but there was no video of it for the public, do you think he's still at practice or not at practice? Like, do you think that's the same?
I bet he's probably still not there because I bet it doesn't turn into the firestorm it turned into.
And, you know, McDaniels, and this would be interesting to actually go back. He said he doesn't think they've ever had full attendance at OTAs. I'm like, you think over the years with Bill Belichick, and I know Josh wasn't here the whole time, but you don't think Bill ever had a 100% OTA?
Probably not.
I don't know.
But here's what I would guess. I would guess most of the players rehabbing were strongly
encouraged to be there.
And I bet they had a real good attendance for those players.
True.
I bet it wasn't perfect. I'd be surprised if they ever had 100% attendance over the years. They couldn't get Brady to show up some years there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, you do have absences. I think what's noteworthy with Diggs, even more so than Carlton Davis, which I just think is interesting on the heels of all the Diggs stuff, and I don't know if he's there today or not. I would hope he's there. But I'm not really all that hacked off about Carlton Davis not being there. The issue with Diggs is he's recovering from a torn ACL, and he should be putting in the work to get back out on the field. So I'm happy he's there today.
Yeah, no, I think it's – well, Diggs is also the more important player. You know, you look at the position that he's playing, what the high mark could be for Diggs and getting to be on the same page with Drake May and Josh McDaniels. Carlton Davis, not saying that there won't be some sort of, you know, acclimation process, but he's going to be the number two corner on defense. Like, I think there's less for him to kind of – have to get on the same page with. Text here. Somebody just ordered a Steph Diggs jersey 2 days ago, or 2 days before the whole fiasco.
Oh, boy.
So now I was feeling a little bit better about
sweating
it.
That out.
That would be a tough jersey.
That would be a tough jersey.
Doesn't even make a game. That would be the toughest jersey.
Yeah, it would be right up there with the Antonio Brown jerseys. At least the guy got a game.
Antonio Brown got a touchdown.
He did.
He was in the end zone. Now that's just a throwback now.
Yeah.
The Antonio Brown pass.
No, that's true. At least if you play, it's a throwback.
Yeah.
So, anyway, here, some of what I'm talking about is the Mike Florio info,
mm-hmm.
which I think is interesting. Actually, let's rewind it further. Some of the example of what I'm talking about. Like, this was Chris Curtis earlier today. This was his lead this morning on the Greg Hill Show, just continuing what felt like an avalanche of reporting on Diggs and his roster security and how upset the Patriots are. And I believe they were upset at the whole fiasco last week. This is Chris this morning.
Over the weekend, got some info about the Patriots. Couple things of note regarding Steph Diggs. The big man, as in RKK, very unhappy with the events of last week.
Okay.
Went to the top of the organization. The wide receiver room is the rudderless room of the organization. Part of the agreement with Vrabel and the Patriots and Steph Diggs before signing him to the roughly $70 million deal was that he would be rehabbing here and a presence with the young receivers in the offseason. That was what most irked Vrabel last week, which was you had Baker and others playing like idiots, and the best player on the field, the guy that would command the room, would have the respect in the ears and the eyes of the young guys, didn't have Steph Diggs to look toward.
Okay, so Kraft is pissed, according to Curtis, from what he's heard. And on top of that, Vrabel's upset because Diggs isn't out there, and you have Polk and Baker dropping passes. You have Baker out there acting like a clown. And he's like, I thought Steph Diggs was going to be here leading the group. And he's not even here. He's partying on a boat with pink substances and girls and asses in his face. And I have to deal with what happened yesterday, or last week, rather, looking at these guys dropping passes left and right and not knowing how to act like professionals. And I kind of thought that's what we were going to get out of this. So I believe the Patriots were upset. Kraft, Vrabel, whomever, I believe they were upset. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I think Vrabel's at least annoyed. I mean, I guess on the scale of how upset he was. I think he's a little annoyed, like, oh, come on, like, with dealing with this. And I wonder if Kraft also sort of thinking that way.
When we heard from him last week, he sounded
that way. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, based just off of that.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure Kraft was a little bit too. Now, I think it's too far to be like, man, Diggs was going to really clean up Polk and Baker and all these guys. Like, that. What is he? What the hell is he supposed to be? Like, even Randy Moss and Jerry Rice aren't going to make those guys better.
And if you thought Diggs was going to be the guy who was going to come in and act like a professional, I didn't know all the partying on the boat, but Diggs has worn out his welcome multiple places. No. If you expected that out of Diggs, you probably are expecting the wrong.
No, game. I want Diggs to play 13 games and, you know, approach 1,000 yards. I'm not saying, and oh, by the way, make Jalen Polk catch the ball and make Javon Baker not celebrate after a pass in OTAs, right? That's too much for me.
Okay.
He's not going to be able to overmake the whole room.
So that's some of the reporting on, like, whoa, Kraft is upset. Yeah, yeah. And whoa, 15% chance he could get cut. And, oh my, I mean, Burt Breer last week, he has to explain himself to Mike Vrabel, like, all of this. And on top of that, you had Reese with a note on his contract and Florio, who's had a lot of good stuff on his contract. I read this earlier. I'll read it again. Florio wrote yesterday, "We've obtained and reviewed the entire contract for Steph Diggs. Until he passes a full physical, which is including as to his injured knee, he's entitled to nothing. And that wrinkle gives rise to another question that recently became relevant. If the Patriots decide to cut Diggs, do they owe him anything? Paragraph 26 of the contract sets forth the signing bonus, and under paragraph 26A, Diggs gets $12 million, Keefe.
Nice.
Three different $4 million installments.
All right.
One, whenever he passes a physical within 2 weeks of the execution of the contract. Another $4 million installment on Halloween, October 31st, 2025. And a third installment, March 31st of 2026.
It's like Stranger Things Season 5 release. three different phases. Spots. Okay.
It's true.
That works.
So they didn't just give him $12 million lump. They gave themselves an ability to have some cash flow.
Yep.
$4 million at the execution of the contract, $4 in the middle of the year, $4 million in March. Basically, Florio writes, the Patriots owe Diggs nothing until he passes a full physical, clearing him to practice and play. In this case, the language of the contract gives the team, specifically its physician, the ability to put the kibosh on the entire contract by determining that Diggs can't pass a physical due to his ACL tear. If Diggs has not yet passed the full and final physical that clears him to practice and play, and the absence of news that he's passed a full and final physical strongly suggests he has not, there's an opening to turn that three-year, $69 million contract into nothing at all.
Hmm.
That is nice. Never going to see all that money.
No, he's
but,
not.
Okay.
I mean, he knew that going in.
Is this an indication he's passed a physical now that he's out there today? Like we
hard to say.
We had seen, we had heard reports he was out there before. We hadn't seen him out there yet, like we see the media out there today. And so maybe that's an indication he has passed the physical, or maybe they boxed him around enough and threatened his money enough that they got him to show up. Regardless, I'm happy he's out there. And I would really be happy if Vrabel was able to lean on him. And, you know, maybe Kraft threatened his money. Maybe the public pressure campaign through media got back to him and his agent and his people. But if Vrabel could lean on him and get him back out there, I'd feel good about that. Because I said earlier in the show, if you can't get your veterans to show up and buy in, what do you really do?
Well, because usually there's a honeymoon period with Steph Diggs. We've seen that specifically, right? Like, I think even when he got to Buffalo, it was a real surprise just how quickly Josh Allen turned into like an elite quarterback. And he, after leaving Minnesota, you're like, all right, how's that going to go? And it was great. And then even last year, before he got hurt, he was performing well first year with a new team. So even if it doesn't end particularly strong, right, he's off of three different teams for a reason, you think there's going to be an early, you know, spark, right, the honeymoon period, especially when you add in Mike Vrabel, and you're like, all right, what's this relationship going to be like early on? And no, I'm not saying it's bad, but the fact that we're even like discussing this over the last week, you're like, oh man, they haven't even put pads on yet. And we're already talking about what's going on here and like how the guarantee of him even making it to the season. Like that was like a real topic of conversation last week. Now, this is just one OTA, this is one jog onto the field,
but
it does seem like a good sign.
Oh, it definitely
like a great
is
sign.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, right. To say it's
cause,
like,
because the other thing is true. Like, if he wasn't there today, you're like, oh man, like, what will he be there on Monday? Like, what's that going to look like? What's the next step there? So the fact that he's there is obviously great on all fronts.
For now, I would say they're kind of out of the woods on the Diggs drama. He's there.
Yeah.
They're not, if he's there, I don't think they're going to cut him. And so, good. I would say mostly they're out of the woods. Now, you're right. If he's not there at mandatory minicamp next week, we have a big issue.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's out there today. I feel better about it. I mean, at the beginning of the show, I'm like, great, there's another video of him and Cardi B. Don't show it.
Yep.
But there's another video of him and Cardi B on a boat last night on her social media. I'm like, I don't think he's going to be here. So I'm surprised he's here today, but I'm happy he is.
Do you think that was from the same
a good question.
Day,
I don't
night?
Know. I don't
maybe?
Know.
Maybe? And it was just like a video that like they put up
they
rather
released,
than somebody else
they released
put
later?
Up?
I don't know. Just to watch everybody squirm and be like he's not going to show up and then to throw him a curveball? Maybe. She made their relationship official, right? Isn't that what I heard?
Good for them.
Good for those two.
I love that. I love love.
You do love love, yeah. Keith. That's
well,
true.
I'm happy for them.
So that's going on at OTAs today. Meanwhile, I've been saying I'm looking forward to, hopefully, getting some positive news out of Drake May on the field. We're not going to have any real updates on that until the OTA wraps up. But he threw four picks 2 weeks ago. Last week, it was an uneven day for the offense, where Curran said he's skipping throws like a shortstop.
Not great.
And wildly inaccurate.
Yeah, so is he kind of take a step forward from here.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
and right. I would hope for that today. Maybe Diggs out there, and I don't know how much Diggs is doing, but maybe Diggs being out there will aid in that. I'm reading from Josh McDaniels today, our guy Freeze Pops.
Yep.
All over it.
Transcribed this.
Okay.
This is Vrabel on Drake May. He said, quote, he's very smart.
McDaniels.
Works really. I'm sorry, what did I say?
Vrabel.
I'm sorry. McDaniels on May. Quote, he's very smart, works really hard. We either make a good play or we learn from the result. And sometimes as a coach, no one wants to hear this. The negative results can actually be your best teachers. Oh, good.
Here we go.
This is good.
That was actually a good day of practice.
The big key for us as we go forward is when we learn from a mistake, can we go out there the next day and not repeat the same error? I think he's doing a really good job of digesting the information, processing the corrections when there is a correction to be made, and go out there with a great attitude and a mindset the next day. So McDaniels, at least publicly defending May and the mistakes he's made.
Yeah. I mean, I would be surprised if it was anything other than that. Right? Like, I think McDaniels is, you know, very much in the Belichick coaching tree, and so I don't think he's going to give away too much. And it's so early on that because they've had a couple of bad days, how are you going to sort of spin that positive? In fact, that's what Bill even though he said, even when he was making his PR, like promoting his book, stops. That is one thing that he has been pretty consistent about, like coaching philosophy wise. He's like, when the team is doing really well or a player's doing really well, that's when you need to kind of like chop them down a little bit. But like when things are going bad, that's actually when you go the other way and kind of pick them up. So Drake May throws four picks at an OTA. You don't need Josh McDaniels being like, don't know what he was seeing out there. Like, what a mess.
Well, but even McDaniels is saying, let's not repeat these errors. So
yeah, something.
And I thought Vrabel said this last week, too. And we played Vrabel live on, I don't know, Wednesday, whatever it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, yeah, I mean, I care that he's throwing four picks. Like, of course I care about that. And McDaniels doesn't want to see the same errors over and over again with Drake May, which, I'll be honest, as a rookie, I feel like there were a lot of repeat mistakes. And so can you clean that up in year two? I'd bet on it. You'd bet on it, Keith. We both think the team is going to be much better this year. You have them for 10 wins. I have them for 9 wins. We both have them in the playoffs. So, yeah, I think he will be able to do that. But I think he started a little behind the eight ball, which maybe makes sense. New offense, new coordinator, new personnel. Maybe some of that should have been expected. But I'd like to see some progress today at OTAs and definitely at mandatory minicamp next week. I would like to hear some positive numbers. We'll see on Monday. I think we're going to be there on Monday, Keith. We'll actually get to see it with our own eyes, how he actually looks, and hopefully there's some progress there.
Yeah, and I'm also interested as sort of an aside from that, like, does he start to find a favorite receiver? Because I don't think Diggs is going to be involved in, like, a lot of that stuff. And you know, as the season goes on, hopefully it does become Diggs. But right now, don't you think that's kind of, like, pretty even playing field?
Yeah.
I think we had that topic the other day, like, who do you think is going to lead the team in receiving or whatever? And without Diggs, it could be anybody. Like, I think you could make a strong case for anybody. So, like, along the lines of, okay, not anybody.
Not everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, if Drake May's doing well, so, like, he didn't do well the first day. We heard about, you know, Gonzalez had two picks and Woodson had a pick. Like, all right, if he's moving the ball and he's completing passes, like, who is he relying on? Who is he going to? Because I think there is a big-time opportunity for any of those receivers, maybe the tight ends, to sort of, like, take over that role as sort of, like, the go-to guy.
617-779-7937. Steph Diggs is at Patriots OTAs, which is progress. Why is he out there? And why wasn't he out there last week? I am still curious about that, although I think we know the answer. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Later on this hour, we'll get to the NBA Finals and...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Stanley Cup Final, both are set, and they feel like they have quite a resounding lack of buzz. So we'll get to those coming up. And I want to get to a few other contractual issues for the Patriots. Their top two picks, still not signed. How concerned should we be about that? We'll get to it right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.